For the first time ever, a team has recorded the sound of volcanic thunder. The recordings come from Bogoslav volcano in the Aleutian Islands, and scientists say the recordings are just the beginning of a treasure trove of clues they are exploring in the wake of Bogoslav's 9-month eruption. As Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, scientists are learning that lightning and thunder may help predict the risk ash clouds pose to aircraft.
Imagine you're in the middle of a thunderstorm, with thunderclaps so loud they make you jump. Now, take a listen to this. That may sound like the roar of a plane engine or a faraway river, but scientists are really excited about those clicks and pops. That's the sound of volcanic thunder during a March 2017 eruption at Bogoslav Volcano. The recording is sped up 60 times. John Lyons is a geophysicist at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He says scientists weren't sure if volcanic thunder was loud enough to hear over the roar of an eruption.
It wasn't that we didn't think it was happening, is that it was that we didn't know whether or not we could record it.
Sensors picked up the thunder from 40 miles away. Volcanic lightning and thunder occur when bits of ash and ice collide during an eruption. Isolating the sound of thunder could help scientists better understand ash plumes, which pose a threat to planes. This is a big deal because scientists are getting more out of their infrasound sensors than they imagined.
This is saying, oh, you need to look. Like, after the eruption, infrasound stops. Maybe there are some signals that you disregarded previously as noise, but those might actually be telling you something about processes happening in the eruption cloud as it moves away in the atmosphere from the volcano.
Lyons says the recordings show infrasound sensors can be used to detect volcanic lightning, especially smaller sparks that might not register on worldwide lightning monitoring networks. At Bogoslav, scientists had another tool specifically designed for lightning detection. Last spring, volcanologist Alexa Van Eaton helped install new lightning sensors that can help signal when eruptions begin. Although the Aleutians have a lot of rain, thunderstorms are rare, making lightning a prime tool for forecasting eruptions. In fact, Van Eaton says this is the first time lightning was used as a near real-time monitoring tool.
The WLAN, or Worldwide Lightning Location Network, was putting out rapid alerts that were triggering whenever there was lightning around the volcano, and that was sending text messages to the AVO scientists and, like, waking them up at night and letting them know, dude, lightning, probable eruption.
She says lightning is one clue that helps scientists understand volcanic eruptions. It can make a difference in determining how big eruptions are and alert researchers that eruptions may be happening. From when Bogoslav started erupting in December 2016 to when it stopped in August 2017, Van Eaton says half of the 60 or so eruptive events produce globally detectable volcanic lightning. While volcanic lightning has been noted for well over 100 years, the number of scientists in the field is small. Van Eaton says it's gone from people thinking volcanic lightning was just this cool phenomenon to now realizing that understanding it could help keep people safe from ash. And she says the data from Bogoslav is a windfall.
It's letting us ask cool questions like, you know, what happens if the eruption shoots seawater into the atmosphere along with the ash? Does that make more lightning or less lightning?
They found that wetter eruptions had less lightning overall. Van Eaton says that was the opposite of what they expected. She says that's important because it could help further refine predictions for when ash may pose a risk to health and safety.
Being able to use the lightning to figure out if the eruption was wet or dry is potentially really important for thinking about how long the ash is going to be in the atmosphere and how quickly it might reach Dutch Harbor or any of the airports, and how long aircraft are going to have to, like, avoid the area.
Van Eaton says drier eruptions, eruptions with lots of lightning, tend to have ash particles that stick around longer and have the potential to travel farther. She believes volcanic lightning should be used with seismometers, infrasound sensors, and satellite data to help keep the people who live near volcanoes safe. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.